Zo, nu op op de eerste verdieping van het Wasting Museum. We hebben weer Lucy bij ons van het museum. We zijn op de eerste verdieping. En we zien Engels glas. What's English glass?
English glass is glass that's made locally. So we've got a whole selection here on different types of glasses. For all different occasions, and it's made locally, and it's all labelled so you can see where it was made, when it was made. Yeah. We've got some fairly new bits of glass, but also some older pieces as well. And again, people that are specifically interested in glass do come to specifically look at that as well, which is nice.
Also some stoneware and porcelain.
That's correct. So we've got porcelain as well. We've also got Staffordshire figures. Which again, these type of things, they're quite specific, but people do like to study certain areas. They're quite specific areas, but there's a whole range up here, so they can come and read about them and learn about them, and if they're doing any research, it's the ideal place.
Yeah. But we have a primer.
We do.
This is the new exhibition.
This is our new exhibition. It opened on Good Friday, so it's not even been open a week yet. And the curators, and we're all very proud of it here. As we walk in, it's designed in a way, it's called Shape of the New, and it's here to look at the way that art has changed over a period of time. And here we've got different types of fabrics, dresses. We've got fine art collections, and it just gives you an idea how it has changed through different movements, through the Art Nouveau and different eras. And so you can pinpoint when it's all from, and it's all laid out so you can see it and read about it. And I feel that it takes you back.
Back in time, because
absolutely.
Children from 120 years ago, they had that as a car.
That's right, yeah.
As a train.
That's right, and we've got the armchairs, we've got the piano, we've got dresses that they would have worn. So it just puts you in the, so you can feel how it was then, which helps with an exhibition.
Yeah, even a phonograph from Edison. Huh?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, net echt een oude pick-up in principe. Van his master's voice uit die tijd. Ja. Oké. Okay. En ook nog wat porselein.
That's right. We've got porcelain, and it's one of the movements is the Japanese feel of the movement as well. We've got some books here that were actually illustrated by Edmund Delac. So we've got those there. They're all originals, which show the fine art and the Japanese movement in the artwork. Mm. And we've got the artwork depicting that on the walls as well.
They've called it Shape on the New.
Shape of the New. Just showing really how things changed over a time, and that new art came in, new ways of fashion came in, and it's just exploring those changes and also seeing any connections between two different designs as well.
Yeah, and all in an historical context.
That's correct, yes.
And also kind of art, so it's a combination, I think.
They've combined it with the art, the movements at the time, with the fashion, with the actual objects as well, to incorporate it as one big exhibition, to actually show you, to give you the bigger picture of what it was like. Mm. And
the clothes, and of connect. Course.
The clothes are lovely, that's right. Yeah. So we've got a wedding dress over there, we've got some other different items here. We've got the kimono, Japanese kimono. So we've got a whole feel for it. And obviously the fine art is from our collection, from the museum's collection. And it does on the walls, it does give you an idea on each piece. Mm-hmm. And there is an overview of why the curator has come up with this idea to do this exhibition. Yeah.
And also a lot of some paintings here.
Absolutely. We've got paintings over here too, along with some other items of clothing and some accessories as well in this case. So we've got a beaded bag, dated
1922.
They're lovely, aren't they? The hairpins, they're really gorgeous. And again, you can sort of see the Japanese feel with it. Very, very intricate, very intricate designs, which is why it's our finer art collection. Very intricate and very stunning to look at as well.
En deze tentoonstelling is te zien tot eind augustus als die niet verlengd wordt. In elk geval alle andere dingen die we in vorige fragmenten hebben laten horen, die zijn altijd hier te zien in het museum of Wersing. Er wordt nog eens wat gewisseld omdat ze even een stok hebben. Maar voor de rest is het museum de moeite waard als je toch in de buurt bent om een keer te komen bezoeken. Maar voordat je hier komt moet je eerst even op jullie website kijken.
That's right, all our exhibitions go on our website, so it's all on there. You can see what's coming up to 6 months in advance, so if you're making that special journey, you can plan well ahead. The website is www.worthingmuseum.co.uk.
Thank you.